A call for emergency legislation to help Gardaí deal with house parties makes the front page of the Irish Examiner. Residents in Cork City have urged the government to act as they protested near UCC yesterday to highlight their concerns after hundreds of young people attended a series of house parties and rented properties in breach of public health guidelines. Chief Superintendent Barry McPolan said Gardaí have contacted a number of the landlords and that warnings have been relayed to tenants. He appealed to the young people involved to behave responsibly. Over 70s will be able to invite people into their homes for the first time in months from next week. That's according to the lead story by Philip Ryan in the Irish Independent. Children and adults will be told that they must wear masks and gloves while visiting and stay strictly 2 metres away from the person who is cocooning. The National Public Health Emergency Team is also considering lifting the ban on playgrounds to ease the burden on children. Playgrounds weren't due to reopen until the 29th of June, but the report says that may be brought forward to next week, under the condition that the facilities are supervised and cleaned regularly. The Irish Times leads with HSE figures which show that more than 200 people contracted COVID-19 while admitted to hospital for other conditions or treatment. Jack Lambert, Professor of Infectious Diseases at the Mater and Rotunda Hospitals, told the paper that lessons have been learned since March about the spread of the virus, and he said the risk of infections in hospitals is now low. There's also a report that a third of people coming into the country are not answering the phone to officials checking if they are self-isolating. All talk and no trousers is the headline in the Irish Daily Star's top story. The paper details what it describes as an embarrassing episode involving MEP Luke Ming Flanagan, who appeared on a European Parliament video call in his underwear. He joined the Zoom meeting from his bedroom in Roscommon, saying he'd just returned from a run and put a shirt on to look respectable. He didn't appear too concerned though, commenting, "What's a pair of legs at the end of the day?" The Irish Daily Mirror reports in a story that you may have seen on RTE News last night. The family of a woman who spent 6 weeks in ICU battling COVID-19 were overjoyed as they welcomed her home. Laura Barry, who's 58, had been dubbed a medical miracle by staff at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda. The paper also carries comments from Brendan O'Carroll that he's confident the Christmas specials of Mrs. Brown's Boys will be filmed as planned in October, although he's unsure if it'll be possible to have a live audience present. The Herald covers the story of a sinkhole which appeared in the middle of Dawkey Village in Dublin yesterday. The hole appeared suddenly as the tarmac on Castle Street fell away. It emerged later that a collapsed sewer pipe had caused the damage. On government formation talks, Juno McEnroe in the Examiner reports that the Taoiseach told his parliamentary party last night that if Fianna Fáil and the Green Party do not agree to reduce the state's debts while in coalition, then maybe it's best not to go into government with them. We're told that the warning came as the coalition talks hit shaky ground over climate action, pension reforms and transport. The Irish News carries condemnation from local representatives and Gardaí of widespread littering of beaches at Inishowen and Donegal over the long weekend. And the Belfast Telegraph reports that the public are being asked to help with a memory project to create an archive of life during the pandemic and ensure the story is preserved for future generations.